It's Zoe, and I'm joined by a Peak District lady and trial rider, Hannah Stiles. So thanks for joining me, Hannah. Firstly, can you tell me a bit about how you got involved with trial riding?
Hi, yes. I was first brought into motorcycles at around the age of 4 or 5 on my grandparents' farm in Tulo. When we was younger, we were racing around and on little bikes and things like that. And then my brother and all my cousins used to ride as well. And then about the age of 8 or 9, I decided to take trials up a bit more seriously and entered my first British Trials Championship. And it kind of grew on from there, and we ended up in the European Championship and World Championship eventually. So yeah, wow. It was exciting.
You've done really well. When you look at the career you've had so far, done things all over the world, haven't you?
Yeah, we've travelled Europe to the World Championships and European Championship. When I was around the age of 15, I was European Girls Champion, British Girls Champion. So yeah, we've had success here and there, really, all over Europe and all over Britain. So yeah, we've had a good time, really, with results overall.
The thing is with trials, if people haven't ever seen trial riding, it's a little bit like doing acrobatics on a motorbike. That's kind of how I'd maybe described it, because it is, isn't it? You have to basically get around a section without putting your feet down. That's kind of the main thing. But I mean, the sections, you're up on rocks, there's hill climbs, there's all sorts of crazy things you have to do.
Yeah, a lot of it is about, people think, oh gosh, you know, this looks boring, but a lot of it, from my point of view, it's about strength, technique, precision, you know, getting the right line and getting up that obstacle in front of you safely, mm-hmm. and clean without putting your feet down. And it does get quite serious, to be fair. A lot of it is about mental strength, and not just, you know, physical as well. You know, if you've had a mistake in the previous section, you carry it on into the next section, you've kind of like ruined your day. So you've got to make sure you're strong from the start.
So just going back, in 2014 it was, you had a pretty life-changing moment, really. You were doing really well with your trial riding, and then you just explain what happened.
I became quite poorly, sadly, and I had a shoulder operation, and my surgeon quite swiftly said that I need to see a rheumatologist, which was quite a shock to me. I'd always complained of back pain when I was younger and never really thought anything more of it, other than obviously, you know, your posture, and I'm just not strong enough in general. I found out that I was diagnosed with a form of arthritis in my spine, so it's been a struggle. I put on quite a lot of weight because I was struggling to ride and just general daily life. And then my rheumatologist put me on some really strong treatment where I do have to inject myself once a month, but it's just living life a little differently and in a different way, where I have to listen to my body more and concentrate on my health a bit more now. So it was a tough time, but a couple of years ago I said to my parents that I'm not quite ready to return to trials. I always wanted to return. That was my goal, to get me back stronger. It's my big passion, my big love. So not being able to ride was really heartbreaking for me, really, because I struggled that it's a massive part of my life, trials. Day-to-day life was just massively different. So, yeah, we're now fitter, stronger, happier, healthier than before, really. So yeah, I'm enjoying it now.
You've done really well. And was it 2017 you came back, and you've achieved loads just in the space of a couple of years?
Yeah, I came back with a different perspective of the trial sport, really. I'm older, wiser, and I made sure I came back fitter and stronger. And I ride for Vertigo Motors UK for Dougie Lampton, which is 12 times world champion. So yeah, quite fortunate. I came out and I just didn't set too many goals. We went out and got 3rd overall in the British Championship, and I did the UK World Championship, which was in Silsden in September last year. We finished 1st in qualifying and 5th overall. So yeah, I was really pleased. Yeah, please.
You've just signed with a local sponsor to us, actually, haven't you?
Yeah, Thornycroft Solicitors. I've just taken them on, and they have been so supportive. They work with the catastrophic injury team, and we're alongside Christian Idden and Katie Toff, which is a paracyclist.
Yep.
So yeah, really good, strong people be behind.
It's absolutely brilliant to have that support as well, isn't it? So you've got an exciting year, really. You've got loads of different things you're going to be doing. Tell us what you've got coming up.
We start the British Ladies Championships in March, and then we have like scattered events in between, and then in May I'm taking on the Scottish 6-day trial, which is 6 days of riding in Fort William in Scotland, continuously 6 days, and you roughly cover just over 100 miles a day. And it's quite physically demanding, and it depends all down to the weather how demanding it is. So yeah, that's one of my big goals this year. and we've got the World Championships later on in the year, many other scattered events. So yeah, it's got a really busy year coming up and I'm quite excited for it.
You've obviously been training quite hard through the winter, haven't you?
Yeah, I think over here we say to ourselves, practice hard in winter, pays off in summer, and it does here, because obviously our conditions are so physically demanding in the wet, muddy weather. I have been out as much as I can, but I've concentrated a lot on my fitness with training in Hope at KW Fitness. So yeah, we've really tried to kind of knuckle down and get on top of my strength and fitness levels more this year than ever, really, because I thought, well, if I'm doing this, I've got to do it properly this time. I've got to try harder. So yeah, exciting.
Absolutely brilliant, Hannah. Well, I'm so glad you spoke to us, and I want you to stay in touch and let us know how you're getting on throughout the season.
Yes, brilliant. Thank you very much for having me.